Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy is seeking to oust a former Democratic state senator from his job, heading a state agency that regulates the oil and gas industry. A letter from Dunleavy last month, obtained by Alaska Public Media through a records request, lists justifications for removing Hollis French from his chairmanship of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. Dunleavy accuses French of typically working no more than 4 hours a day and pursuing, quote, non-work-related interests, unquote, at the office, among other accusations. A hearing on Dunleavy's charges was scheduled to start earlier this week, according to the governor's correspondence. French declined to comment. Kathy Forrester, one of two other commissioners, said the agency is also not commenting. Engineering and design work have been completed on an interior gas utility liquefied natural gas storage facility in North Pole. IGU General Manager Dan Britton says work on the $12 million project should begin in the spring and wrap up next fall.
Looking to be able to begin construction in May with a targeted completion end of October.
Britton says the IGU's North Pole storage facility will hold 150,000 gallons of LNG. He says the supply will enable the utility to begin connecting homes and businesses to distribution piping installed 4 years ago.
Generally, we don't do service line installations in the winter, so those will most likely start in the spring of 2020.
But Britton says North Pole area residents don't have to wait until then to sign up to become IGU customers.
We'll be happy to accept applications for service lines to people's homes and get them on the schedule for installation as soon as possible.
Britton says the project is on schedule, but reported to the IGU board last week that the cost has risen about 20% over the original estimate of $10 million, mainly due to construction, cost increases, and inflation. An ice park on Phillips Field Road in Fairbanks is open for visitors for the second year. The former home of the World Ice Art Championships is operating as a private business, featuring a kids' park and ice carving display. KUAC's Robin reports.
The kids' park is the main attraction at Ice Art Park. Interactive sculptures are coming together now, and slides are already being used. The kids' park will be finished before the official opening on February 19th. In the meantime, the park is encouraging the three E's.
There's exercise and then there's education, and the education part comes with the slides. We're calling it Slide a Mile.
Olivia Acera says the third E is ethics, reporting honestly how many slide miles children can rack up on the long chutes made of ice. Sarah runs the office and takes tickets and is a mom for Boy Scout Troop 38, which is helping with snow clearing and setup. She says among the various websites and Facebook pages for the Fairbanks Ice Park, North Pole's Christmas in Ice, and the decades-old World Ice Art Championships, now at the fairgrounds, folks can get a bit confused.
We had some workers from Alaska Airlines, and they said that the Uber driver was getting fed up with them, and they took him to the Ice Alaska over there on College, and then they ended up at the Ice Museum downtown. So then the driver was finally like, I think I know where you're going.
Dick Brickley and his wife Hua Brickley currently own the land at 3570 Phillips Field Road. It used to host the nonprofit Ice Alaska, and now it's the Brinkley's business, Ice Art Park. Confused?
We're lucky in Fairbanks because we have two ice events. Fairbanks is the ice sculpting capital of the world.
Dick Brickley is enthusiastic about the options.
We're really fortunate to have that much, and we're really celebrating the winter.
Brickley says there will be 90 sculptures completed in his park by March 10th. A lot of the ice carvers from Japan, Russia, China, and Mongolia are involved with both Fairbanks ice events. Vitaly Lednev is the principal art designer for the Children's Park. He's been coming to Fairbanks for decades to compete in the World Ice Art Championships, formerly on this parcel, but he's always warmed up before by building children's ice features.
I have planned going to the competition on Ice Alaska, sure, because it's almost 20 years I'm coming, but before it's like, I don't know, my tradition. I make for kids' park. It's good practice for me, so it's standard routine.
The Ice Art Park is open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. until March 31st. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
$100,000 in prize money will be divvied up among top finishers in this year's Iron Dog Snow Machine race. An Iron Dog press release says the board of directors approved the purse as well as $82,000 in contingency prizes, like a $10,000 halfway award. 24 two-person teams are signed up to compete in the 2019 Iron Dog Pro Class, which runs 2,000 miles from Willow to Nome and Fairbanks. The 2019 Iron Dog race is scheduled to start February 17th at Deschke Landing. I'm Dan Bross.